Isaiah tells us in chapter 30 of his book that in this day the teachers of God will no longer be withdrawn from society. In the day of the Holy One, everyone will see these teachers, Isaiah says. They will proclaim his word, saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." The book of Psalms echoes this movement of the teachers too. This is also a prophecy. This is chapter 68, verse 11.
The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it.
This same chapter of the book of Psalms declares that all this would take place in the day when he, the promised one, would scatter the kings, exactly as Baha'u'llah has done. Isaiah, in chapter 30 of his book, also describes the new song that will be sung in the mountain of the Lord. His glorious voice, Isaiah says, will be heard everywhere. His teachers shall have a song of holiness, Isaiah tells us. I'm quoting now, "as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord." After Baha'u'llah reached the Holy Land and walked on the side of Mount Carmel, he spoke of the song which God had stirred within his being. These are the words of Baha'u'llah.
"Thou beholdest, O my God, how every bone in my body soundeth like a pipe with the music of thine inspiration."
End of quotation. And let's hear still another prophecy.
Isaiah chapter 35, verse 1. "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose."
The plain of Acca where Baha'u'llah walked and the rocky slopes of the wildernesses of Mount Carmel where he pitched his tent have now been transformed into beautiful gardens with different colored flowers, including many varieties of roses. Indeed, the wilderness and the desert have blossomed, as Isaiah promised. In the same chapter in which Isaiah said the glory of the Lord would appear and the nations would flow unto him, Isaiah also makes two other prophecies, both of which have been fulfilled by Baha'u'llah, the glory of the Lord. For example, prophecy.
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 13. "The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary."
When you visit the Holy Land and go to the shrine of Baha'u'llah, you will see in the midst of that once arid spot green lawns, flowering vines and trees, and blossoms of every hue and description. The tomb and sanctuary of Baha'u'llah has been beautified. It is a magnificent jewel in that lovely setting, nestled amidst the cypress and evergreen trees. Baha'u'llah's sanctuary has indeed been beautified. Same chapter of Isaiah, same verse, prophecy.
"And I will make the place of my feet glorious."
Wherever you go in the Holy Land where the feet of Baha'u'llah have walked, you will see lovely gardens of matchless beauty. Those attractive red stone paths and white stone paths lead the way to imposing structures of stately beauty and grace. Roses of every hue, jacaranda trees, flame-colored flamboyant trees, flowering bougainvillea of many shades, crimson geraniums, are seen on all sides. You will see some of the most beautiful gardens to be found in all of the world. And these are all places where the feet of Baha'u'llah, the glory of the Lord, have walked on the mountain of God and in the plain of Acca. The place of Baha'u'llah's feet has indeed been glorified. And here is yet another intriguing prophecy. This one is from Ezekiel. It is from the very same chapter in which Ezekiel prophesied that the glory of the Lord would come to his house in Israel by way of the gate from the east. And when he came, Ezekiel said, in his words, "the glory of the Lord filled the house." Then, says Ezekiel, prophecy.
Chapter 43, verse 7. "I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever."
The shrine of Baha'u'llah stands there on the historic plain of Acca. It is the area which Hosea said would be a door of hope for mankind. All the world knows where Baha'u'llah is entombed. No one knows for certain where His Holiness Moses is buried, nor can they be certain which of the places claimed by his various followers is the exact site of the tomb of His Holiness Christ. But the beautified sanctuary of Baha'u'llah and the glorified paths of his feet are known to all. Prophecy.
Isaiah chapter 35, from verses 2 and 4. "Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord, Behold, your God will come. He will come and save you.
Baha'u'llah, whose name means the glory of the Lord, came to Mount Carmel, which looks down upon the plain of Sharon. In that same chapter, Isaiah says that the eyes of the blind shall be open and see the truth. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, and they shall hear the truth. The parched ground will become green and verdant. The ransomed people of the Lord shall return from all parts of the world to that spot, rejoicing. And who is Isaiah speaking of? He is speaking about Baha'u'llah. Baha'u'llah fulfilled all of these wonderful prophecies. Baha'u'llah came to Mount Carmel, that mountain of God. Baha'u'llah has written, saying, and we are quoting him now,
O peoples of the earth, this is the one whom the heart of the world remembereth and is promised in the books of God. I am the one whom the tongue of Isaiah hath extolled, the one with whose name both the Torah and the Evangel, the Gospels, were adorned.
Baha'u'llah was a descendant of Abraham, the father of the faithful. Baha'u'llah was descendant from Abraham through his third wife, Keturah. In the book of Genesis, God promises Abraham that one of his seed will inherit the land of Canaan in the last days. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, it declares,
And the Lord appeared unto Abram, and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land.
The house where Baha'u'llah lived in Israel in his last days was once in the ancient land of Canaan. Yes. From the terraces of that building, you can look north toward the tip of Lebanon, the land where the ladder of Tyre is found, and the place which Abraham described as the spot chosen by God. In a letter written on the eve of his banishment from Turkey to that spot in ancient Canaan, Baha'u'llah declared,
Had Abraham attained it in this day, he too, falling prostrate upon the ground, would have cried, Mine heart is filled with peace, O thou Lord of all that is in heaven and on earth. I testify that thou hast unveiled before mine eyes all the glory of thy power and the full majesty of thy law. Let us share with you these two quotations. One is from Baha'u'llah and the other is from Isaiah. From Baha'u'llah, the Redeemer of men, we hear first,
O kings of Christendom, heard ye not the saying of Jesus, the Spirit of God, I go away and come again unto you? Wherefore then did ye fail, when he did come again unto you in the clouds of heaven, to draw nigh unto him, that he might behold his face, and be of them that attain his presence? In another passage, he, Christ, saith, When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. And yet, behold, when he did bring the truth, ye refused to turn your faces towards him, and persisted in disporting yourselves with your pastimes and fancies. Ye welcomed him not, neither did ye seek his presence, that ye might hear the verses of God from his own mouth, and partake of the manifold wisdom of the Almighty. Ye have, by reason of your failure, hindered the breath of God from being wafted over you, and have withheld from your soul the sweetness of its fragrance. End of quotation. For each person hearing the story of the coming of Baha'u'llah, this is the day of judgment. And as Isaiah said, there is no place to flee to except him.
Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see.
Isaiah said that also. These two are the words of Isaiah, taken from chapter 43, verses 8 through 11. Isaiah declared,
Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, It is the truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am he, even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior.
Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, It is the truth. And I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. That's the story of Baha'u'llah.